Henry Haldeman, a member of the Cherokee Nation, was the first to dream of Grand River as a source for hydroelectric power for the Cherokee Nation. Prior to Oklahoma statehood in 1907, Haldeman began building political support for such a project. A feasibility study by the Army Corps of Engineers attracted favorable attention in the Oklahoma legislature, leading to creation of the Grand River Dam Authority, GRDA, a state agency, in 1935. Construction began in 1938 on the Pensacola Dam as a project of the Works Progress Administration, also known as the WPA. The dam was completed in March 1940, creating the lake behind it. Between 1941 and 1946, the U.S. government took control of Pensacola Dam to divert power to the war effort. Control was returned to the GRDA by the Congress and President Truman amid local celebration in August 1946. Pensacola Dam is claimed to be the longest multiple arch dam in the world, supporting a walkway and a narrow two-lane highway. The project's chief engineer was W.R. Holway, who was also responsible for Tulsa's Spavinaugh Water Project, while the architect of record for the Art Deco design of the dam and powerhouse was Tulsan John Duncan Forsyth. Dr. Bruce Howell, who has become a historian for northeastern Oklahoma, tells the story of the crown jewel of the state, Grand Lake of the Cherokees, on VoicesOfOklahoma.com.